Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 10th. Today's devotion is entitled, Whose House Are You Building? We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 1. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished his entire house. The author of 1 Kings recorded that after Solomon completed the temple in 7 years, he spent 13 years building his own palace complex. This statement served as a transition between the account of the temple's construction and the description of Solomon's royal buildings. Although the text did not explicitly criticize Solomon, it invited readers to notice the contrast. God's house was completed first, demonstrating Solomon's commitment to the Lord. Yet the narrator also highlighted the greater amount of time devoted to Solomon's own residence, which may be planting the first subtle seeds of concern about Solomon. For the author of 1 Kings often used seemingly small details to foreshadow later spiritual drift. It is easy for us to become consumed with building our own kingdoms. We invest time, energy, and resources into careers, homes, hobbies, and personal goals. None of these pursuits are wrong in themselves. Solomon's palace was not simply sinful because it was magnificent. However, this verse challenges us to examine our priorities. Are we giving our best efforts to what matters most to God? When our lives revolve around our own ambitions, we can lose sight of God's purposes. Every day presents opportunities to invest in His kingdom through worship, prayer, service, generosity, and disciple-making. As we evaluate where our attention and resources are going, we should remember Jesus' command, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for the reminder that our lives are meant to bring you glory. Help us to keep your kingdom as our highest priority. Reveal any areas where we have become more focused on our own plans than on your purposes. Give us wisdom to invest our time, talent, and resources in what will have eternal value. Teach us to seek first your kingdom and to find our joy in serving you. May our lives reflect a greater passion for your house than for our own. In Jesus' name, amen.